Number four, report and possible discussion on investment officer's report for second quarter for fiscal year 2008. John Hawes.
Yes. This is another item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. There's information only that we bring to you each quarter. Under the Texas Public Funds Investment Act, we're required to report the results of our portfolio performance on a quarterly basis, which we do so. You all receive a detailed report of a number of pages in there about our portfolio. This, again, is just a summary slide that we're providing, but certainly be happy to answer any detailed questions that you may have. Overall, our total portfolio balance, book value at least, is about $74 million at the end of February, the end of the second quarter, down a couple of million dollars from the last quarter, which again is consistent. As you may have remembered, I was mentioning back on the budget thing that we tend to build our balances up with revenue collections in the early part of the year and then start spending it down. So you would anticipate, unless that we would have our overall portfolio probably go down in the next couple of quarters a little bit. Unfortunately, the bad news is that, as everyone knows, what's been happening to interest rates over the last few months to stimulate the economy, it has brought our ability to get the same rates of return down. And you can see that our average yield to maturity has dropped this quarter pretty significantly, down from 5.17 down to 4.37. So anyway, that obviously will bring our revenues down over time, but we're still continuing to try to find the best investments that we can. We're very restricted on the public funds investment. We have to invest in very highly rated things like treasury securities and agencies and the like, and stuff that are very safe that you can't lose your principal balance and stuff. So, but anyway, that's a summary on that. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer that. We also have here today Linda Patterson. Linda is with Patterson Associates out of Austin. Her firm has been assisting us as our financial advisor for the last seven or eight years, I guess now, Linda, since right after 2000 or so. And she helps us with identifying the securities that we are available to be bought and what is the best way to manage our portfolio. And Linda graciously agreed to come up from Austin today and is going to have a very short presentation about sort of the economy and how that's affecting our portfolio. Come on, Linda.
Mr. Chairman and Board, it's always a pleasure to be here. It's not always quite the pleasure to tell you what's happening in the market, as you already got the indications, and I'm sure you already knew that interest rates are going down. So I thought I'd give you just a little idea about how we see what's happening and how it's affecting your portfolio and how we expect it to affect you coming in the next few months and next few quarters. As you all know, we're fighting a number of economic wars out there. It's basically a two-front war. And when I say that, you might think that those two fronts are the ones that you see here on the top two slides, being housing, and on the bottom being inflation. Housing, of course, with the subprime problems, with the idea that everybody, that we loosened controls in the situation and then we got an overhang of inventory in the building area, is clearly shown there. And you can see the construction and the sales falling off dramatically starting last year. When that started, it generated problems in the housing area, but also throughout the credit markets. And what we're going through right now, what you're really seeing in the credit markets, which is where your portfolio is being invested and managed, is a deleveraging of the effect that came from all of the subprime properties. The fact that in the financial world, it is not simply a one-on-one transaction ever. I don't take a loan from someone and it stops there. The money, the loan, keeps going on, and what you're seeing now as a result is the deleveraging of all that, and you can see it very markedly on the top two slides falling off. So that's the first part of the first front. The second part of the first front is the inflation, which of course everybody listens to because we listen to the price of oil every single day and watch it go up at the gas stations. The inflation that we hear about in oil, and that most people in the oil market and the experts who trade it say We're looking at probably 125 a barrel, which is really not too far away right now. It's sitting at about 118 a barrel. And that's on the lower left there. And that's affecting us overall through the economy, but it's also affecting confidence because it's hitting people at the pump, it's hitting them in their pocketbook as they fill up their RVs and their SUVs and all of our gas-oriented and oil-oriented products that come into our markets. That's the one that you hear about all the time, but the inflation really is much more widespread than that. The inflation is really coming in all of our building materials, in copper and aluminum and lumber, all of that is up. So we haven't seen very much of the producers passing their prices through, because another huge trend that's happening here is the globalization of all of our markets. So our producers here haven't been able to pass that through to the consumer, but it's definitely there, and it's definitely a concern of the Fed, and we'll see how that pulls back into what is really the second part of this war. What you see on the bottom right-hand side is the inflation expectations. The bars, the blue bars, is the short-term inflation. What you're looking at with the 118 a barrel oil and so forth. The more important number is the expectation on a five-year level, which is the line running through that bottom right-hand graph. And that's the line that really the Fed is watching. And it looks a little bit more controlled, but it is definitely up and it is definitely a concern. One interesting thing about the bars there is that we have in the inflation area a situation which we haven't had very much at all in the past, and that is because we've got a bifurcation of the commodities markets in that we have more and more speculators coming into the markets. And the big spikes that you see there in the last couple bars, about 20% of the inflation that you hear about, not the ones that you're paying for at the grocery store, but the ones you're hearing about are speculation in the market. What the market professionals are saying across the board is that about 20% of that price in most of the major commodities is speculation. So you can pretty much take 20 off the top of those blue bars. You get an idea. We're still up there. It's still a concern. It's very much a concern of the Federal Reserve. On the next slide is the third part of the first side of this war. So we have inflation considerations, inflation going up. We have housing in a bad situation. We have a huge overhang. It's going to take probably another 9 months to work out of. And then we have employment. And what the Fed has watched for a long time, and which has allowed them to really lower the rates for quite a long period of time now, is because we've had personal income, employment, and industrial production staying high. And they've been relatively flat, as you can see on the lower left-hand graph here. Relatively flat, but now they're starting to trend down. Our unemployment rate is up. It's still very good at 5.1, but it is a situation where when people start worrying about their jobs and they're worried about prices going up on the other hand from their household budget, then they have a lack of confidence, and it's that confidence factor that we see creeping into the market now, and what the Fed has been fighting for quite a long time. Does this say we're in a recession? I've been very reluctant to use the R word, and I certainly think that especially being election year, it tends to be used too much, and we have a lot bigger drop in confidence because of that. But you do see a definite trend here on the lower right-hand graph. The darker bars, the shaded bars, of course, are recessionary periods. It just means two quarters down. Definitely not Armageddon, definitely not a depression. But look at the lower, the darker of those two lines. That's LEI. Those are the leading economic indicators, have been very flat. And now they've dipped down. In each recession, you see them dip down, dip down and come back up on a very quick basis. Look at the very top there. We've got a definite dip down. So that's one indication that tells you that we probably are in a very, very mild recession, maybe just even a soft landing. So on the next slide, let's take the second part of the war. The first front of this war is the economic conditions typified by housing, inflation, and employment. The second front of the war is the war that's been fought here for quite a long time, and actually, I have to admit, I wasn't one of his fans at first, but I really have a good feeling about Mr. Mironecki because he's been so creative here. This is just walks you through the chronology of what's been happening on the subprime, because that's the second part of the war. We have a subprime problem that's created a liquidity crunch in our economic, in our economy, and what the Fed has been doing starting last summer is cutting the discount rate, but also opening the window to not just overnight loans to the financial institutions, but 30-day loans. Big difference there in what they can do. The Fed has continued to cut, but then in November and December, they started to have term lending available to first the financial institutions and second to the major parties, the primary dealers that support our markets. And so you have them using every weapon in their arsenal to move against basically a liquidity meltdown. And they've done a very good job of that. One of the best indications I have is that those liquidity options are not now being used to the max. They were being used in December, $400 million, but now the latest auction that went out was $50 billion, and only $33 billion of that was used. Hard to say that optimistically, but it really shows you a great difference in what's being done here. And everything that loosens the liquidity in the system is going to help you on the long run. The last slide gives us an idea of what's been happening. And John mentioned the fact that interest rates are down. Absolutely. It's hard not to look at that chart and see anything but that. The top line is where we were in December of 06, and we're on June and December of 07. So you can see it moving down dramatically. What's happening here is on the very short end, overnight rates, which is the only rate that really the Fed controls, on that side you can see them dramatically coming down from 5% down to our current 2.25%. We fully expect that on Wednesday you're going to be sitting at 2%, down 25 basis points. And I understand this morning we agree with the on the equity side that we're looking at a 25. I tend to think that might be the last one because of the inflation threat, but we may have another one later this year. So we've come down in interest rates, and that is purely the Fed trying to loosen up liquidity, trying to relieve the first and the second part of our frontal war going on right now. On the middle section there, from the 3 month to the 2 year, that huge drop down, which is even farther down than the Fed has taken us, is an absolute direct result of people's angst. This is a lack of confidence. This is a global move into the best and most creditworthy markets in the world, which is treasuries and agencies. And you can see that coming down, but you can also see it in the 2 years starting to move back up again. And look at the far end of the right side of the graph. That means that the long end has not moved at all, despite what's been happening in the mortgage market. We've been able to do other things with the rates in order to bring those along. So you have a couple of things happening here. The Fed, are they going to cut again? Yes, probably. What the Fed really wants to see here is some of the money go out because of confidence, their rates going down a little bit more, so that you have a positive slope in the yield curve, which will give you one very important last chip to fall on the credit situation, the liquidity situation, because when we have a positive yield slope, then it allows the banks to earn some money, get more money into the economy. It fights the inflation. It also helps on the on on the housing and employment side. So that's why we say we're looking for another cut, perhaps one more 25 by the end of the year, but we see probably the last quarter or the first quarter of 09, the rates going back up again relatively quickly because the Fed knows that there's so much inflation in this market that they have to stop that before it gets run away. So what we've been doing with the portfolio, you saw the results of it. I actually have to say it's always bad to come to you with a report saying that you're down 1%, but during the same period of time, the market was down 2%. So I guess that's the good news. That's the silver lining in that particular cloud. And we will be down for a while, but then I think the market will allow us to go back out. We anticipated the lowering of the rates, and we've extended the portfolio considerably, and we're still out into the 1 year area, not long, but extended it so that we can hold on to some higher rates for you until we get those rates coming back. That's a really quick overview. I'd be glad to answer any questions. If not, thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, one of the things I'd like to say is that after the retirement committee, there were some comments from the new directors that said you might need to think about this. And we encourage that because new eyes, fresh eyes on the way we're doing business, we encourage you, if you see something, let us know, and we'll work it to make sure that we improve the BRA.